A reading from John 2, beginning at the first verse. On the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is a well-known passage, turning the water into wine, and it comes right towards the beginning of Jesus' ministry. In fact, in many ways, it is the opening act of Jesus' ministry. He's called the disciples, or at least the first of them, and now he performs in front of them some great sign. And John is keen to say this is the first of these signs. So it's significant. And John's language here is useful for us because he doesn't call it a miracle, it is miraculous, but rather he calls it a sign. For John, you see, he understands that the miracles point towards something, that we should be able to tell something about Jesus from the miracles. They're a sign. They point to his identity. So as we bear that in mind, we ask ourselves, well, to what is this sign pointing? What is going on in this passage? Well, the ingredients are straightforward enough. Wedding, lack of wine, water, wine again, servants, all of that. It's all very clearly there. But this isn't really just about providing wine to spare the blushes of the groom. It's not really about superabundance, even though there are some 180 gallons here. No, there's something else going on. What? And then we have this strange exchange between Jesus and his mother, where he calls her woman. Now that in and of itself shouldn't make us think he's being rude. It would be rude in English, but of course Jesus isn't speaking English. And this word woman is used approvingly elsewhere. Let me see if I can find where it was. "O woman, great is your faith," in Matthew 15:28. So there Jesus is praising somebody and referring to her as woman. So it's a bit ear-catching, and we'll come back to that later. It would strike you as a kind of strange way of referring to somebody in a way, but it's not rude. It's not dismissive, as we might think it is rude or dismissive. But he says, "Woman, my time, or rather my hour, has not yet come." So what is the hour? Well, this coming hour, this time, the hour has come, is something of a theme throughout John's Gospel. Let me give you some examples. So in John 7, verse 30, they were seeking to arrest him, that's Jesus, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. Or John 8, 20, these words Jesus spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. You can see there's a theme developing here. So we go a few chapters on to John 12, and Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And then just a few verses on, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour." So what is this hour? Well, as we read through the Gospels, we realise that actually this hour, this glorification, is nothing else but the crucifixion. Strange as that may seem, but yet that is what we find in John's Gospel. The hour is the crucifixion, and that's Jesus' glorification. So we find, similarly, in John 17, Jesus is praying here. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. So we start to see the strands of this hour, which began, remember, at Cana in Galilee. We start to see these strands of the hour coming, converging on the cross. This is what Jesus was referring to way back then at the beginning of his ministry with this water into wine business when he talks to his mother. And so let's turn to the crucifixion itself. This is John 19. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. So this is the crucifixion. This is Jesus speaking to his mother, and he uses that word again. Woman, behold your son. Would Mary's mind gone back to the other time that he used this rather strange way of referring to her? Well, I would have thought it would have done. Woman, behold your son. There's something going on upon the cross that Jesus wants her to notice and wants her to understand. Behold your son. And of course, those six stone water jars that we know, were for purification. And Jesus turned the water of purification into blood red, the same blood red that Mary would have seen if she looked upon her crucified son. And so perhaps, looking back, she would put two and two together, that her son's blood, Jesus's blood, is the purification, not the water in the jars, but his wine red blood, that this blood of purification has purified the millions who have looked to the cross and looked to Christ. There was sacrifice, of course, throughout the Old Testament. All of the blood red, or rather wine red blood, that came from those animals who were killed so that sins may be forgiven. And maybe in the cross, it's not too fanciful for us to think that the best, the final sacrifice has taken place. Maybe this is, to quote John 2, what Jesus had in mind when he said, or rather, the master of the feast ironically said, You have kept the good wine until now. This is the sign, pointing all the way from Galilee to Golgotha, from Cana to the cross, an abundance of purifying blood-red wine replacing the old purification rituals. This is what Mary had to wait for. This is the hour that was coming when through his wine-red blood, Christ purified all those who looked to him, the best that was saved unto last.